welcome to the Too Much Rock Podcast number 73. I'm your host, Sid Satter. We started things off this week with Ben Lee's song, Sex Without Love, off of his new album, Ripe, that came out last fall on New West Records, a label I'm not terribly familiar with, but there we go with Ben Lee. The album itself is very good. There's about four tracks that I really, really like, and the rest is kind of adult contemporary, a little too mellow for me, but I'm sure your mom will like it. I'm sure my mom will like it. I didn't do a podcast last week. I was busy with work and just couldn't get around to it, so I apologize, and I'll play lots of music for you this week. How about that? Coming up next, I got a song by The States from Brooklyn, New York. This is CCTV, I'm a Star.
It's
right. You know, the fun never ends, especially here on the Too Much Rock podcast. That was Mannequin Men with the song Fun Never Ends off their album Fresh Rot. That came out on Flame Shovel Records last fall, a band out of Chicago. They played here last week, though. I missed that show, and I'm not sure I'd go anyway. The garage revival thing, I don't know if it works for me. The album itself is raw and powerful, and if you're into that sound, you're into that sound. Before that was The States from Brooklyn, and with the song CCTV, I'm a Star on their album The Path of Least Resistance. Came out on Genius Collective again last fall sometime. Coming up next, I've got a track by The Bears.
Been something else, you're not acting yourself. I don't know what to say. Keep saying I'm the cause of all of this. The truth is, we don't know who is really to blame. Could it be sad to be at school? And I'm happier than I can say. I've been quite a while. Thought you empathize. Sometimes I find that I cannot relate to what you have to say. Times like these when I have doubts, I to remind myself out loud of all that's passed between us. Hope your reminder is the same and that you're happier today. When you call, hope I'm here so we can talk this out and you can get some rest. I'd like to think we know each other well enough. I never have to guess.
We're so lucky, we're the lucky ones. We're so good to us. We try to rule the world with benevolence, but we couldn't win their trust. Down. We will get what we're entitled to. We can't ask for more. We tried to prove our wisdom to the world, but they wouldn't wish upon our star.
Set there, wasn't it? We started the set off with Bears, the song Never Have to Guess, off their self-titled album and a self-released album, a band out of Cleveland, Ohio. I think that album came out in 2006, so maybe there's more that we should know about that band. After that was The Charade with The Sun Is Gonna Shine on You and Me from their album The Best Is Yet to Come. That came out in 2005 on Skipping Stone Records, a band out of Stockholm there. And maybe there's something else that came out. I don't know. I hope so, because I really like that album. And finish things off with, excuse me, The Owls. Song The Lucky One off of their album Daughters and Sons on Magic Marker. Came out in October last year. That band's out of Minneapolis. So some indie pop there for you, just to say that's what normally happens here on the Too Much Rock podcast. And of course, what normally happens is all sorts of things, honestly. The way the Too Much Rock podcast works is whatever new music I get each week, I listen to, and then I play a track for you. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Either way, we get to discover together what I've been listening to. Aside from indie pop and indie rock, which kind of is the base of my listening, I listen to a lot of old hillbilly music and country and folk, and so sometimes that creeps in, and right now is one of those times. I'm going to play Bill Monroe and his Bluegrass Boys, the song I'm Going Back to Old Kentucky.
Not linger, then I'd be back by and by.
Back a bit there, doesn't it? That was Clarence Tom Ashley with the song The Cuckoo Bird. I found that on his album Greenback Dollar, which is a compilation of all of his recordings from, I think, 27 to 35, something like that, on the country label. It came out in 2001, though that song was recorded in 1929. You can also hear that song on Harry Smith's Anthology of American Folk, which is where I first heard it, fell in love with it, and even bought a banjo because of it. I never really learned to play that clawhammer style and later sold the banjo to a savant that went to the Berklee School of Music in Boston. And he in 3 minutes, he knew more about that banjo than I had in the years that I played it. So yay to him. Bah, Berklee kids. Before that, from 1961, played Bill Monroe and his Bluegrass Boys with the song I'm Going Back to Old Kentucky. And that's off of his definitive collection that came out on MCA Nashville in 2002. If you follow too much rock, you'll know that those sort of things happen to me a lot, and I travel a lot, and I visit. I even went to the Bill Monroe Bluegrass Festival this year, and so hunting down recordings of that sort is is something that happens after experiences. So, hey, when you go, I wonder why he's playing that. If you follow too much rock, you'll know that, hey, I know why he's following that. He was into that 3 months ago and finally found that album. I did, at Amazon, $4.99. What a bargain. Now, unfortunately, is the end of the Too Much Rock podcast. We're running long. I want to thank you for listening. This has been podcast number 73. For more information on Too Much Rock, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. We're going to finish things off this week with Lydia Lunch with the song Four Cornered Room, or I guess the performance piece Four Cornered Room more so. This is on her greatest hits, Widow Speak, that she put out herself, or at least picked herself on Pilot Records. Came out in 1999. I think this recording's from just about then, maybe 98 or so. I saw Lydia, I think in December or something, and went and picked up this record because I wanted to prepare for that show, and nothing prepared me for that show. Just basically her venting over music that she had programmed herself for about 40 minutes and telling us how great she was, and then she left. Yeah, I'm not sure I would do that again. Anyway, thanks for listening. This is Lydia Lunch.
The city is vampire, a massive suckling vortex where the magnitude of personal insignificance is replaced by a fraudulent overimportance. Fools you into thinking you can't, tricks you into feeling necessary, urgent, important, when in actuality, you wouldn't rate a whisper on the radar screen, not even a cog in the wheel, a ghost in the machine. No city needs you. You need it, like a drug, an artificial stimulant which accelerates the pulse, just long enough for you to forget how raped you are, have been, will be. Abandoned baby stroller in the middle of Houston Street near 2nd Avenue trips you, grabs your ankles and twists, you stumble, thrown up into someone else's nightmare. You play out a scene. Make it fit your mood, let the mind wander. You lose yourself in some junkie's den on Clinton Street. Smell the starving infant, hungry for food, formula, a father. The mother's passed out in the corner, a trickle of puke accents her dirty pink t-shirt. She's pissed herself again. Greasy hair splits across one eye, head bobs. Mommy's landed on another planet. Petrified of this one and what it's done to her, what she's let it do to her, what she's done to herself, what she did to her baby. Like when she forgot it in the back of some tricks car, the pasty blob of greedy flesh was only 1 or 2 months old. She'd bundle it up in an old sweater she had, stuff it in her battered patent leather tote bag. After the $30 blowjob, and by the time the dope kicked in, she was drifting somewhere over the distant horizon, absent from the here and now, absent from the hurt and heartache, from the rent, the lousy sex and humiliation, absent from the baby, who got left behind in a fit of panic when a squad car pulled up behind, false alarm though, and in the confusion and scramble, left the kid in the back seat wrapped in wool. It somehow wiggled out of her bag and didn't wake up crying and wet, hungry and dejected until the Jersey license plate were speeding up the West Side Highway and Mommy was splattered on the corner of 6th and 3rd, pulling at her hair because she couldn't believe what she just did. Couldn't believe that after 29 years of struggle and strife, was still reduced to begging diaper money off the men she'd rent her fucking mouth to, where they'd jack off into it, depositing the remnants of their own vile frustrations and emptiness, leaving in its liquid wake the ghostly flavor of bitterness.